Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Hallo, hier ist Mona und er hier ist einer meiner absoluten Lieblingsinterviewgäste. Außerdem ein ganz besonderer Energy-Freund eigentlich fast schon. Irgendwie ein Ehrengast bei uns und mittlerweile auch sowas wie ein Ehrenbürger. Denn er verbringt mittlerweile mehr Zeit in Deutschland, da wo er auch mit seiner Musik am erfolgreichsten ist, als in seiner Heimat England. Zum Videodreh für seine neue Single Never Look Back war er trotzdem nochmal in der Heimat und er verrät uns, warum das einer der geilsten Videodrehs seines Lebens war. Außerdem sprechen wir über mentale Gesundheit, gerade bei Männern, und wie es ist, mit One Republic auf Tour zu gehen. Das alles und natürlich noch ein bisschen mehr erfahrt ihr hier im Podcast. Ich freue mich, wenn ihr zuhört. Hello everybody, it's Mona and it's a very special, like friend of the show, like friend of the whole station, friend of Germany. Like, you're already a citizen, kind of, even. Like, you're more a German citizen than anything else right now. Tom Gregory is with me. Hello.
I do my own little clap. Thank
you. Of course.
That was
very nice.
That was one of the best intros I've had in a while.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, that's a good start. Congratulations. You're back again with a new single, Never Look Back. Another hitman.
Well, I hope so. I hope it's another hit.
Already, of course.
You know, you never know until it leaves the kitchen. Mm-hmm. You never know if it's going to... if people are going to react or love it or hate it or not care. So, yeah.
So you don't know if it's a hit until you really like hear it on the radio for the first time, or like you know?
I think I can maybe guess that people will like something more than, I can guess that people will like one song more than another, but you can never past a certain point say, oh, it's going to be
massive.
Number one for 2 weeks, or it's going to be, you know, normal. You know what I mean? So it's always, that's hard to predict because that is actually down to the people. So
of course. But that's what it, like, is it a good thing? Like, is it that like the adrenaline that you need and like the thing like, oh, that keeps it like interesting to me?
Yeah, I think so. I just love releasing songs. I don't,
good.
You know, at this point, I just love putting music out. And I'm not much of a numbers guy where I'm like really obsessed with, oh my God, we need to be five more places in the charts here. And, you know,
I'm
chilled.
As an artist, you're always more like the creative, passionate kind of guy.
Yeah,
but of course,
I want to keep that, you know.
And that's a good thing.
Yes.
Never lose it, because I think that's when it starts
you
to
become
like, really,
really
go
obsessed
down.
With that sort of stuff. And I know people that are really obsessed with those sorts of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I just leave that to the guys in the suits.
That's good. Yeah, but that's really amazing, because I think that's when like it becomes like an industry thing, a job thing, and you lose your passion and just the joy of
and
just
I mean,
making
you know
music.
It, this isn't a job. This is not a job.
It is, but it's the best thing that it doesn't
feel like. It's just a hobby.
Like
it's a hobby that you get paid for.
Yeah, isn't it a privilege?
Yes.
What we're doing.
And I would happily have also done what you are doing. I think it's amazing.
It is.
Can I just say? Like,
it
really.
Is. I mean, I have the same thing. Everything, I'm like, oh my God, what a dream. Like, I got to do this. I get to be paid for doing this.
Just get to talk.
Talking to you. So many people would even pay to talk to you. So I'm
not very much. I don't think they pay very much, but yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think. I'm sure about that one. But do you have like a side of you, or did you have to like become that person that also like gets into those numbers, or do you really say like no, this like a strict no?
Look, I mean, I think I would be disappointed if no radio station played it. At this point, I think I would be a little bit upset if no one played it. I actually think I used to be more obsessed.
Okay.
But now...
like when? In the very beginning? Or
I think in the very beginning, like when I was first having my... when I had my first successful songs on radio here in Germany or in France or wherever... I was like super like checking every couple of days. I was like, send me an update. We've got 10 more plays in Lille, you know, and I was obsessed with it. But now I'm just, you know, it still means the same, but I'm not, you know, I'm not checking the numbers. An email at the end of the week to tell me how the song is doing is more than enough.
Good. But that feels
and
like...
it's kind of funny. Like I didn't know my, just to prove what I'm saying, I walked into the office of my record label yesterday and they were like, oh yeah, your song is top 10 in Switzerland. I was like, I had no idea. I didn't even know it was top 100. I had no idea because I just don't ask really anymore.
Wow.
I'm just like,
just let the songs evolve, push hard and work just, hard, do interviews,
no
be kind
what.
To people and just try and enjoy what you're doing. And
yes,
I,
exactly.
Honestly, I'm in the best spot ever because I enjoy what I'm doing and I love my music and I like who I'm working with and I like doing interviews. Not
love
everyone,
it.
But, you know, I like this interview.
I mean, you have to say that, right?
I've got to say that, by the way. I actually hate this. No.
I know.
No, but I genuinely really enjoy what I do, so I don't want... I don't need to look at stats
How
every day.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Isn't it? But doesn't it, like, for me, it feels so freed and so, like, just, like... But like with your, you're just like yourself. You're just with yourself,
me,
like in the
with,
center of
me,
yourself.
Me.
Yes,
I think so. I think I've had a lot of work on that. A lot of it's taken many years to get there.
Let's talk about the mental health thing, especially among men, because we're like as women, like we're coming up with this kind of topic a little bit.
I feel like a lot of women, especially with me, have helped me to come out with it because like a lot of women. Bring it up and then us men will be like, yeah, all right, we'll talk about it. But we wouldn't necessarily bring it up.
Yeah, I think it's let's talk about it a little later because I think it's harder for men than for women.
Yeah.
But what I was about to say is, for me, it feels like such a relief and so free, just what you're saying.
Yeah.
So because the industry and this job or hobby, as you will call it, is a lot about not having so much control, you know, it's just and not like... Of course, they have to like you as a person, but if they just don't like your music, then they don't know the person behind the music in the very beginning or whatever. And it's just like rejection, so much work, so much work that you don't see, so much like not having control with these numbers, with these what you're also doing on TikTok and Instagram. I love your TikTok and Instagram because you're so authentic. I just really laugh so hard seeing your videos. And then it's like the same with me. Oh no, I did this like for 600 views, like amazing, you know? And then it's just like
it's
not having this control, but always keep pushing, always keep working hard. What does that do to you? And letting go of this kind of, I don't care about the numbers, I don't care about the views, I just keep doing what I love.
I think you'll get everything you want when you stop caring. Mm. If me or you or anyone had a crystal ball and could say, this TikTok, my biggest TikTok, I was sat in a taxi in Berlin.
I know, I just seen it yesterday.
I was sat in a taxi in Berlin and the guy was playing my song on his aux cable. People will say it's fake. It's genuinely, it's not. Like, he was sat there playing my song on his aux cable. I did a song with Vice called Never Let Me Down. And I just filmed it for 10 seconds. Now, you know, months before, I'd been doing TikToks every day, like on my guitar, re-recording them because my hair didn't look right. And that one that I completely let go. I thought, that's cool. Capture it. Put it up there. The next day, it's got 100,000 views and then it's got 500,000 views and then it's got like, I don't know what, like
1.4 million
views.
I just looked it up yesterday because I saw it when you uploaded it. Yeah. And now I checked it again yesterday.
So I do believe that no one can predict. One, you can't predict these things, so there's no point caring.
Yeah,
There's really no point in caring because you can't. It's like being. It's like someone said this to me, so I can't take credit for it. But it's like walking into a Spitkauf, buying a lotto ticket every day and being really disappointed that you've not won. Like being genuinely disappointed. Mm-hmm. I think that's everyone would agree. That's really quite silly, because you know that when you're buying the lottery ticket, you know that when you're buying the lottery ticket, that the chances of you winning are quite low. Mm-hmm. So I've just got this thing now where as long as I have fun, I be myself, then it'll all just figure itself out. If people don't like that version of me, then I can't give them anything else. So if they don't like the version that I want and that I feel comfortable with, then you know, what can you do?
And
I think that's how every artist should try and maybe live their lives. I know a lot of people that really care and put a lot of effort into those things and then get really disappointed. Like you said, oh no, I've got 600 views on this one, a million views on the next one. It is what it is.
Yeah,
it's not because of you.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. It's, but you have many to be different able things. To separate those two things.
It's time of day. It's the algorithm. It's the, were people in bed at that time? Yeah, were, totally. You know,
Were they at the Beyonce concert?
Was the caption right? Yeah. Was there another video doing the same, similar thing at the same time that meant people didn't watch your video? Mm-hmm. There's so many different factors. Mm-hmm. That's why, I care about my career and my music, but I'm not really like, I don't want to say I don't care because I do, but I'm not, I don't waste my energy on kind of on those sorts of things, or I try not to. It's hard sometimes though, you know, like it's difficult.
It's the thing that I wanted to say, like you protect just your
energy. Sorry, I just realized I spoke for ages then. So I loved it.
It were awesome thoughts that you shared with us. Thank you for doing that. I mean, it's the kind of thing, control the things you can control, let go of the things you can't control.
100%.
Like protect your energy at all costs.
You can't control the weather, as they say. That's what my granddad always used to say. You can't control the weather, son.
So yeah, that's true.
Roll with it, you know.
They were so wise. So which you say, because I mean, it's also in your career kind of, you know, you started, of course, we know the Voice thing and then the struggles, then you tried acting a little and you know, all that kind of stuff. So looking back now, what would you say, how many of your career percentage or whatever could you control? Like had you control of, and how many things just happened?
So I can control probably about three or four things. Mm-hmm. And the first one is my music. Do I write good songs? Well, I don't even think I can control that, because what I think is a good song might not be a good song to anyone else. Mm-hmm. But can I write loads of songs, and can they be good and people like them? To some degree, I can control that a little bit. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing. Like, I've just written a lot of songs, so I kind of know how to write songs. Mm-hmm. And in 10 years, the industry might have changed and people aren't listening to Tom Gregory anymore. Or they might be, and I then have to rediscover how to write good songs, reinvent myself.
Yeah, for sure.
And then the next thing is, can I be... So if I'm at home with my friends, I'll have a conversation like this. Can I be real with people? Mm-hmm. Can I be friendly with people? Can I not walk in here like, I'm tired walking in here, but I don't have to walk in here with an attitude or be like, oh my God, I'm a star, and where's my coffee? And where is my coffee? No. Can I control that? So being nice to people and loving what you do, yes. Can I, you know, work really hard? Mm-hmm. That's the third thing, yes. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I can control all of those things. Mm-hmm. That's probably like 50%. And then the other 50% is just being lucky, yes. But if you're already halfway there, if you can do all of those things, work really hard, be nice to people and write good songs. And, you know, hopefully you only hear the good songs that I've written. I've written so many shit songs, like terrible songs.
Like
I honestly, I have. Yeah. I could play you loads of them and you'd be like, that's really bad. So you only hear the good ones. It's like, I think
good.
I can control that. Mm-hmm. I just can't. Can I control if a radio station in Hungary plays my song? I can't. Yeah. I can't control that because... I mean, I wish I could. I'd be bloody hell. I'd be a machine, but I can't control it. So I've got to. You've just got to let go of that point.
Yeah.
If you've reached your 50%, the rest will take care of itself.
Mm-hmm, totally. Yeah. Do you believe in stuff like it, all is meant to be happens at a time? What's meant to be will be. Do you believe in stuff like that?
A bit. Mm-hmm. A little bit.
To which extent?
To the extent that it'll be what will be if you work really hard.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I've got so many mates back home that are still telling themselves, what will be, and they're like, just they wake up at 11 every day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, it won't be if you wake up at 11, mate.
Okay, I see.
But look, listen, I'm not one to, I can't preach or anything. Look, there's people more successful than me and more talented than me, and there will be more people more successful than me in 10 years. But it's always the case.
So
what works for me might not work for anyone else. Mm-hmm. The beauty of 2023 is also that a young kid who's left school can just post one of their songs on TikTok and it can get 50 million views and then they get a massive record deal and they're a superstar.
So there is also that, but yeah. you've still got to post the thing and
exactly.
write the thing.
Write
so
the thing, recorded,
go back to point A, which is just yeah. do the first 50%, be nice, yeah. work really hard
yeah.
and
yeah, exactly.
do 10,000 hours of songwriting yeah. and you'll be fine.
Beautiful, beautiful thoughts. How did you get there? Was it always like this? Because I heard you saying in an interview that you had other times, especially I think after The Voice, where you like yeah. Had a like success and then... nothing, and then again yeah. success again. Like, of course, it keeps playing with your mind and with your mental health also.
Yeah.
So how did you get there to this point? Like, really, as you say, I had to learn it myself. Letting go, and then everything will happen. Everything that you dream of will happen.
Letting go, yeah.
How did you get to this point?
I think, you can probably relate to this, but at some point, maybe your career's not going the way that you see it. And you're just like... I'm just going to write I can't be upset about the next no. I'm just going to carry on. Mm-hmm. Like, just keep. It's like when you dig for gold. You know when they used to dig for gold mm-hmm. in America, and the thought of me not hitting the next
strike
and not finding the gold, like you could always just be one that's a strike, like strike of the
Schlag
away.
Yeah.
You could be one Schlag away.
yeah.
And the thought of that always kept me going. You just one moment away. And it's true. Like, you can just be one, you could walk out of here and meet someone who's flown in from America. You could be an intern at this radio station. You could walk out of here and meet someone who's flown in from America who works for a massive radio station in Los Angeles who goes, I want you.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? That sounds ridiculous, but...
No, but it is. I mean, it started with a party, like, wasn't it? Like, with your case. I mean, you were meeting someone at the party, and then...
I met my best friend at school, who was German. We went to a Privatschule boarding school. Mm-hmm. Ich hatte ein Stipendium, but that's another story.
Very good. Look at you speaking German.
Yeah, ich kann Deutsch verstanden, aber ich spreche nicht so gut. And I met his brother at a party and he became my manager, and that's how my career started in Germany. And then
amazing.
Messaged people on SoundCloud, amazing. Hustled it, and then got a record deal. And
amazing.
Now we're here.
But can we dig a little bit deeper into your mental health story? Because I know you're like talking about it more and more often and more openly, especially we said it among men, because I have a feeling like that we, as women, we just have to like talk about it because like no one else does. No one stands up for you except... like women. But then we also kind of help men because, you know, toxic men, like toxic things, speaking about emotions, men don't have emotions. They don't cry. Of course not. Like all that kind of stuff. So, let's dig a little bit deeper into your mental health story if it's okay with you.
Absolutely okay.
So were there moments when you were hit rock bottom, like giving up?
Oh yeah. There's moments I did not want to wake up the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, and a lot of that was, it wasn't in the times necessarily where it's when you don't speak about how you feel for so long. Mm-hmm. If you've got a cut on your leg and you just leave it and you don't put some antiseptic cream on it, it will go bad. And actually, I did that for ages. I probably did that for like 10 years.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So from 14.
Okay.
I think when you start to become a teenager, stuff can start to happen inside
for
you
sure. mm-hmm.
as a guy or a girl,
mm-hmm.
And you can just start to problems can happen then,
mm-hmm.
and that developed over like 10 years, mm-hmm. and then 2020 mm-hmm. or the end of 2019, I just hit a really rock bottom, which I think was crazy for people because at the time I was having my biggest songs. Fingertips, Never Let Me Down, they were all streaming, mm-hmm. and that it was the first big success moments in mm-hmm. my career, but I was at my saddest for sure.
Oh, crazy. Isn't it crazy?
Absolutely, for sure. And then you know, God bless him, my best friend who is my producer, he just took me straight, he took me somewhere straight away, and I got help straight away.
Okay.
The next day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it was really like you couldn't help yourself at this point.
I didn't have the energy, didn't want to. And so I can relate to people like when they, you know, people say, oh, you can only get better if you want to help yourself. But sometimes
you just need
the
to
road
push.
To recovery is just even just accepting help from
for
someone
sure,
else.
For sure.
Letting someone else do it.
But accepting like is an active act of letting you help.
You're not going to operate on your own foot, are you?
Of course not.
You know what I mean?
And it's a
someone said that to me actually right at the beginning. If you walk into the hospital with a broken foot, you're not going to do the operation yourself, are you? And I think everyone expects that when you've got like a mental health issue,
You're not crazy.
No.
It doesn't mean that you...
Go meditate.
You're not a schizophrenic. You're not a psychopath.
Yes, exactly.
You're not going to go on a rampage or something. Yeah. It's just normal, like...
Totally.
That things can go wrong in the computer system, which is your brain.
Totally, totally. So...
So, yeah. So, if you're a young guy out there and or girl... And you're feeling any sort of way, just go and ask for help. It's so easy. It's actually the hardest. Asking for help is the hardest bit. Mm-hmm. Once you've done that,
asking and accepting help is.
That's the hardest bit. Once you've done that, you're halfway there.
Yeah, I think especially as men, I think there's a before therapy or whatever, and after.
Yeah.
And I mean, after it, of course, you can see and like reminisce about the things that you didn't have in your system to help you. So if you now compare these two things, do you know why you didn't talk about your emotions so much or didn't like let them, I don't know, feel, be felt?
Scared.
Let them out? Just, like, was it the way you grew up maybe or what was it?
I think you said before, ich komme aus Nordengland, the men are... If you use the stereotype, the men are, you know, quite tough and ready.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I think about like my grandfather, for example, guy was 95 or 92 or whatever when he died. 92, he was either 92 or 95. Don't ask me why it's either age.
Yeah.
I can't remember. But he was old. He'd lived a long life. Never would ever speak about his feelings. Never.
Yeah, right.
Never, ever, ever. Always a handshake.
Yeah.
You know, that's just how people grow up, I guess. So if you're surrounded by that, then, you know, it's not really conducive with a creative lifestyle where my job is basically to talk about how I feel, but then I've got this other side of me where I don't talk about how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the even more important bit. So, yeah, I guess it's just culture. I think culture, but it's changing. It's changing.
Yeah,
I think, like, I love where we're at. And a lot of people are like, oh, my God, the world's terrible right now, and it is in many ways, but in a lot of ways we're moving on as well.
Like,
you know, I feel
do.
Like everyone's a lot more open. We couldn't have had this discussion.
Yeah. It just was about
even
to say that.
7 years ago, maybe
yeah,
8
no,
years ago when
all.
I started my career, there'd have been someone in the back of the room, maybe from my and this is no criticism of anyone. There would have been someone who was looking at this conversation either from the station or the label or whatever. Or from my management or from my team, maybe my parents have been back going, oh, I don't think we should be talking about that, you know?
For sure.
So,
totally.
But now it's just like, go for it. I think it's great.
Yeah,
really
I think it is super great. And it's so great that you do it because I think we need people like you. I mean, it would have helped you maybe if you, like when you were a young boy,
it helped
to
me.
Have someone like you talking about it.
It helped me listening to people that I liked talking about it. Football players now come out and talk about it.
Exactly.
One of my favorite boxers, heavyweight boxer. Like, you think of a heavyweight boxer as like the model.
Again, the man.
The model
thing.
Guy, 6'5", 6'6".
Yeah.
Big guy, over 2 meters. Like, you can't have any. What? Why are you?
Yeah,
why
yeah,
are
yeah.
you depressed?
Yeah, totally.
And so, so that helped me. So if I can help like one person listen to this, then it's great.
Wonderful.
And it's well easy. I'm good now. So it's really easy for me to talk about it.
But it's still brave and it's still generous that you're doing it. So thank you.
Brave, I don't know, but necessary,
yes.
And if it helps one person, then absolutely fantastic. Job done.
Good.
Yeah.
Wow. You always put it into such wonderful words. That's why you're the songwriter.
Ah, well, I don't know about that.
Will we hear about this kind of journey in your new music? I know we don't pressure about the album, but will we hear about this story on your new songs?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what I can say is I'm now in the best place that I've been for about 15 years,
wonderful.
10 years.
Congratulations.
Quite hard to write songs when...
When you're happy, right?
When your personal life is really good, your career's good, when you're like, you know, I've got a great family, a nice dog, I've got a lovely
people
home.
People don't want to hear that.
And people don't want to hear about that. It's like, my God, boring.
So you make some stuff up or are you like...
No, I think...
manipulating your life a little?
A lot of listening to other people. I'm writing a lot of songs about... I'm looking back a lot.
Yeah, of course.
I'm looking inwards a lot.
Good.
And
I mean, there are phases. Like, I mean, this is a good state
absolutely.
Of like a good
you could
base,
catch me. There'll be a couple of weeks this year where I'm like,
of course. But also, that's normal. Let's normalize this. And the good thing is now you know it, you recognize it, you know what to do, and you know how to help yourself.
Mm.
And that's the thing.
And because I got therapy and had therapy for 2 years,
you
learn with a professional,
life-changing,
with a therapist, you learn how to listen to your body, listen to your mind, and like, you know when you're having when you're having a shit day. Like, I'll say it. Sorry for swearing, but when you're having a shit day.
You're in Germany, you can do like little things, but you can swear on radio. That's a good
thing. So, like, you can't swear on radio in the UK, right?
I know. But in Germany, like, keep going. But when do you know? Like, do you have like something in your system now that you say, okay, my body tells me, my mind tells me, okay, this is enough? And do you have like a trick or whatever, like something that you were taught from your therapist, maybe, how to help yourself?
The best thing is knowing when to say no, and you're not. You're not an arschlock for saying no. Like if you said, so for example, if you said to me now, energy's throwing a massive party, want to come for a few drinks. Now, if I say no, I might think, oh, I'm really scared of saying no because you guys might think that I'm being a diva or that I don't want to go. But now I've learned, no, I'm just going to say to you, hey, well, I'm not feeling great today. I'd love to come. Hopefully we can do it next time. And I love you all and thank you for supporting my music.
Cool.
That's the right thing to say. But most people, right? Most people go, most people will either go or they will lie.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, for sure.
And my therapist was like, and that is really weird.
People pleasing.
That humans do that.
Yeah.
It's really strange that we do that. Yeah. And I used to do it all the time. And I still do it sometimes. But most of the time now, I'll just be like, if I'm feeling it, like today, I'm feeling it. It's a shame that you're not throwing a party because I'd be
there. Really? Why are we not throwing a party?
I'd already have a beer in my hand. But most people will either say no and lie about it, or they'll go when they don't feel like going.
Yeah,
I know that's a really bad example, but just
true.
For example, you know when to say no, and you're not bad for saying no. I say no to loads of stuff now. I don't say no to radio interviews, though. I just love doing radio interviews.
Lucky me.
Keep having me back.
Keep to see you again. That's good. Perfect. Let's get back to your music again. Because I find it, like, do we have some more minutes?
We've got as long as you need. We've got loads.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then let's keep on talking. I love this conversation. So, because the funny thing is that you shot the music video at home.
Yeah. It was great. Like, it was well easy because I didn't have to fly anywhere. I woke up and then someone came to pick me up and I was at the set of the music video 15 minutes later. It was amazing.
Amazing. Like just always music videos, like where you are at the moment.
I've done music videos in Los Angeles, in South Korea, in Germany.
Stressful.
And it's bloody stressful. All right. It's amazing, but it's well stressful, the travel. And it was great. I just rolled out of bed and I was on the music video.
Awesome. Just some hair and makeup and then that's it.
Yeah.
I love the video. I think it's really, really, it's just so charming. I love it. And how was it for you to like be back kind of as like with a new mindset, with a new like, I don't know, attention to yourself, to the people around you, to everyone else? Was it kind of strange? Because I find it sometimes really strange to like have learned all these things in therapy, going back and see
you go
like
home
nothing
and you realize,
strange.
Wow.
Of course, it's still the same. It doesn't bother me anymore, or I recognize it. I recognize the trigger point.
So going home bothers you sometimes?
Yes. Ooh,
I think
massively.
We've spoken about this before because it bothers me as well sometimes. Mm-hmm. It will drag. You can be dragged down because home never moves on.
Yeah, massively.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. 100%. 100%. But that's such a good line.
Home never moves on.
Home never moves on.
It doesn't. Like if you're from a small town.
Yeah.
Where are you from again?
Yeah. Also, it's Bavarian small town.
Small town. Yeah. So, you know, small town in North England. Mm-hmm. It's the same. These places don't move on. Same people.
Yeah.
Same, you know, your dad's had the same car for the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like these things can trigger you.
For sure. So how was that? And then doing the music video there?
Well, I've done a lot of therapy about that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, because there was ages where I just couldn't. There was ages where I didn't even want to go back to my own childhood bedroom and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't. Mm-hmm. I could not stand in there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's for another day. But yeah, I loved it. To be honest, it was great because the people where I'm from, they don't really have a lot in terms of. It's one of the poorest places in the UK. Some of the areas are really poor.
Mm-hmm.
But what they have, they will share it with you.
Nice.
So it was funny, like,
other cities, we went to ask to shoot at this boxing gym, for example, yeah. Davies Boxing Gym in Blackpool, and they take young kids off the streets mm-hmm. and they just give them structure in their lives.
Wonderful.
And usually, like, you know, they didn't ask for any money. They asked for nothing. They were just like, we'd love to help you. We love that, yeah. we love what you do. They just wanted to help. And they could have easily been like, yeah, you know, Sony are paying for the music video.
Well, can you like chuck us?
Can you chuck us a load of new boxing yeah. gloves? Or do you know
yeah.
what I mean? Or
yeah,
can you get us some tickets to go and watch yeah. Harry Styles? Do you
yeah,
know what I mean? They could,
yeah,
have,
yeah.
they could have asked for something.
Yeah.
They didn't ask for anything, and right. and that's just honestly that was the best. The music
Generous.
Video is fantastic, but
yes.
that was the best bit for me because it was like, yeah,
grounding.
You know,
awesome.
It's
like, yeah.
I really, it was right to shed light on these people because. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's really special.
Wonderful.
Really special.
Wonderful. Let's talk, like, one last question about the tour you're going on. You're joining One Republic
oh,
and Picture This.
Yes.
I mean,
that
finally.
That's not far away,
right?
By the way. That
it
is not
isn't.
Far away.
And it's finally because you released your albums, like, during pandemic. And, of course, you couldn't play them as much live as you would love
no,
to.
No, I did my first tour last year.
I know. And now, a shame, really. And now you're back on tour with One Republic. Like, Ryan Tedder, one of the, like, most genius songwriters
crazy.
In the whole wide world. How do you feel about that?
I've got very few words to describe how mm-hmm. that feels because I listened to them when I was younger,
yeah.
growing up.
Of course.
Just the fact that they want me on the tour mm-hmm. is a big deal for me as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, it'll just be great, you know. I've not, like you say, I'm not toured loads because mm-hmm. of the pandemic. I've played some festivals and stuff, played quite a lot of festivals, but in terms of, like, you know, shows where it's just concentrated to me and another artist or just me, mm-hmm. I've not really played many of those. So I'm so excited, honestly. I'm just a massive fan. I love Ryan. I love the guys.
Well deserved, Tom.
So,
well deserved.
Yeah, so that's going to be, yeah, we're starting in less than, I'm quite nervous, actually.
you're getting nervous thinking about it.
I'm not nervous for a lot of things, like my own shows and festivals, I'm not.
You just
but
don't want to mess
moment.
Up in front of Ryan Tedder.
No, yeah. And singing before him is not easy.
I know.
We're starting at Wembley in 2 weeks and we finish
Great.
In, we're going all over Europe to Germany, to Austria, Switzerland, we're going to Italy. Yeah, and then we'll, Great. The last show's in Germany and then, yeah. And then I'm going to go on a holiday and hopefully reminisce about how I didn't mess it up.
No,
from the Ryan
of course
Tedder.
Not. Well deserved and enjoy. I think be in the moment, be present, enjoy it because you
That's
deserve
really sweet.
It so much, of course.
And we'd love to have you guys energy down at a show if you so wish to.
Sure.
If you so wish
I'm
to grace
yes
us with
to
your
this
presence.
I have to say yes to this one. Of course I will. I would love to. And how does it feel like playing these shows with, I mean, maybe you have some new music.
Mm.
Because I know, like, the goal from the very beginning was you want to have radio hits, you achieve that.
Yeah.
And you want to have, like, the play the songs that you grew up, like, a little bit more indie pop rock, but what you're doing now.
Yeah.
So how does it feel like playing this with the new music that people also love? Because, I mean, Forget Somebody was a massive hit and then also now Never Look Back is a hit. Like, the second one with the new style. I mean, it must be like you must be so proud of yourself,
trying
isn't it?
Trying the card.
Yeah.
Trying all the cards.
It's good.
I'm just so grateful that people are letting me. I think a lot of artists are put in a box and as soon as they do something different, a lot
yes.
of the industry just shuts them out.
Yeah, that's
and
why
I've not, for whatever through an angel overlooking me or whatever, I don't know.
Or talent.
That's not happened to me. Yeah, so I'm really grateful that people are listening and enjoy and they're enjoying it as well. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Because I'm just going through a mad process at the moment where I'm discovering again what I want to do.
Yeah.
But I've also got a record that it's like, but we need some songs. So it's like, you know.
Yeah.
It's hard. Writing songs is not easy because it's
a
process.
I can imagine. I don't know, but I can imagine. But I think it's awesome, as I said, enjoy the ride, be
I
present,
really will.
Soak it all in.
I will.
You remember this for the rest of your life. Well deserved. And
I
we're
will.
Just
That's
looking.
So sweet. Thank you. I remember coming
Thank
in
you.
Here. Well, I've been coming in here for years. We first met
We were both just little babies.
Years
like
ago.
Like, you started out, I started out.
I was a young lion in the Serengeti.
Me too. I know, that's why I always say it takes one to know one, because I don't know, we started this journey, like, together, kind of.
I appreciate the words, because I remember it's been a long time that we had that first interview. I think you were one of my first interviews, for sure. So thank you as well.
Thank you.
Really, thank you.
Love to see us grow.
Mwah. Nah, I'm going to be old and grey by the time we start.
Thank you so much.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Das Video und noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.